What up, fam? On this episode of the Snapback Sports Pod, the Bucks are one win away from being NBA champions. Giannis and the boys have won the last three, and on Tuesday night, they will go for the championship. We do a lot of stock up, stock down talk. LeBron, obviously. Space Jam 2, obviously, in the news. And then we check in with our boy, Eagleson.
Snapback fam, new app.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. His own. All year. Every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh! He broke his ankle! A play! Oh! Blocked by James!
Auburn's gonna win the football game! Auburn's gonna win the football game!
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant with the jumper.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman. Joining me today, and as always, my co-host and longtime best friend, Abe Granoff. Abe, what is on your mind today?
On my mind today, and for the rest of the week, is my co-host and longtime best friend, Jack Settleman's Ben Simmons birthday year. He is turning 25. We're headed to Fire Island, New York, which is God knows where. I don't even want to get into that, but I do have a bone to pick with you in regards to your birthday. So you built Snapback from the ground up, right? It started as phone stickers, phone cases. You moved into live sports to give people, like, to make them seem like they were at the game, right? You love Giannis. You love Chris Paul even more. Don't you think it's a tad selfish of you and the brand to put your birthday ahead of a potential NBA Finals clinching game for Giannis? I mean, you said it yourself. Giannis is about to win a ring before LeBron did, before Michael Jordan did. And to be honest, I'm going to speak on behalf of the fam. I think they would like to witness that through the lens of your camera. But instead, you decided, no, it's my birthday week, and I'm going to celebrate it instead of giving the fam what they want. And that's a live experience from Fiserv Forum on Wednesday.
Fiserv. Shout out Tuesday. Shout out TickPick, because they tweeted the ticket prices before and after Game 5.
Like 2.5x or something?
Yeah, up to $1,300 standing room only.
Do not change the subject.
I just couldn't afford it. I spent all my money on this little beach house extravaganza. But if you want to talk, perfect planning of the birthday, July 23rd. Game 7 NBA Finals would be July 22nd. Ted Lasso Season 2 premiere, July 23rd. Potentially a Drake album dropping on July 23rd.
Oh, don't. That's where I draw the line. We're not doing this Drake album shit anymore.
It might come out.
Yeah, it might come out last January, too.
The next rumor date was July 23. All I'm saying is a
lot. I never watched Ted Lasso.
Okay, you're.
No, I've heard great things.
Scratch the Space Jam watch. Scratch everything. I'm not kidding.
I will. I'll get around to it.
It's not a get around thing. Given like your love for England in this Euro tournament.
Oh, it's English.
Oh, it's an American football coach goes to England to coach a team in the Premier League and bring like his D2 like methodology to them.
That's my dream.
The fact that you haven't seen it is embarrassing. It is the best show. It is the most heartfelt show. It's like, it's unbelievable.
Would you like to issue the fam a public apology that you will not be in Fiserv Forum?
I will not be there Wednesday. There will be no Snapback experiences on, it's Tuesday. Thursday would be game 7.
Here's a thought. I'm not coming until Wednesday to New York for our beach extravaganza. Why don't you send me and throw the login my way, and I'll give the fans what they want. And I'll
if
bet
you,
you can
go to Fiserv, you should be able to come visit me on the island. I don't understand. Now you can make this trip to Milwaukee, but
well,
you can't
no,
make
I'm not
the
coming
beach till Wednesday.
That's a good point. I also think I could beat David Bakhtiari in a beer chugging contest if I went there.
All right, there might not be a Snapback experience on Tuesday. But there could be vlog content. There could be glizzy eating contests. There could be chugging content. There could be a lot of content filmed on the island. So stay tuned.
All right.
Speaking of the NBA Finals, the Milwaukee Bucks have taken a 3-2 series lead over the Phoenix Suns. They've won three in a row. And last night's victory was capped by an alley-oop after Drew ripped 40-point D-Book, and they won in Phoenix, the first flippening in the series. The series has officially started, Abe, but the Suns the best road team in the league. So is the series over? What do you think of the finals so far?
First off, let's go back to last night, or Saturday night, because you're listening to this on Monday. Can we just acknowledge that that was a dumb play, the alley-oop?
I disagree.
But can you acknowledge that you're in the minority by thinking?
I don't know. The only reason, as it was developing, I was like, if he pulls it out, he's burning a second and a half, right? Max. I guess what you're saying is there's a higher percent chance Drew misses that pass, right? Like turns it over, then he misses a free throw. I feel like Drew's like probably a 75, 80% free. Like he could have Middleton missed one down the stretch too. So, and you're throwing it up to Giannis, like with CP. It felt like he didn't want to do it initially. That's what made it risky. Like Giannis was
It felt like Giannis forced him to do it.
And then he threw it up. And so anyways,
the series is over. I just don't understand how, if you're the Phoenix Suns, first off, Monty Williams gets a text from none other than Doc Rivers before game five in a 2-2 series, in a series in which he held the lead. Monty, put the phone away. Put the phone away. But no, in all seriousness, this, I just don't understand how anyone can think Phoenix really has a chance. Like, so last night I'm watching the game, and
the last two games have come down to the last possession of the game.
Right. But if you're the Suns, like, they shot 55% from the field, 60% from three. Devin Booker gives you 40. At what point, like, do you just throw your hands up and be like, there's nothing we can do?
But it's still, like, D-Book had the shot for the win. That's the thing. It's not like they got blown out. I will say
this.
Speaking
of D-Book had the shot for the win, let's just...
Should we talk about Kobe? Kobe?
First off, he had an open look at the top of the key before he backed down.
Like, wide open.
And then wide open. And then he backs down, doesn't really have... And there's people open all over the court. I understand he wanted to take the shot, but...
He had two chances to make that.
That was a big... brain fart hesitation on his part from someone who should be legendary according to his tattoo. And that was far from what he was last night.
I don't want to call the series over. I do think it is totally up in the air. Milwaukee could have a bad shooting night. Middleton and Drew, right? Like, as much as it went well for Phoenix, like, that was Drew's best game of the series so far. I just think it's funny. There's nothing more us than calling this series to a T and making no dollars off of it. I mean, we have said literally from the start.
Actually, I have called it from a T and managed to lose
money. That's what I'm saying. That is so on brand for us to just falter. Like, we have said the entire time, you've actually specified Bucks in six games. And I've said, I think Milwaukee's, like, clearly the better team here. Like, I don't understand why Phoenix was favored in the first place. Then they go down 0-2. People are like, maybe. And we were like, no, like, Milwaukee's still probably the better team here. I agree with you. I think they are going to win the series in six.
It feels like in the opening two games, Phoenix kind of rode the high on, wait, Giannis might be like actually hurt. Like, we can actually win this championship. And once he came out the first two games, they won regardless. But once he came out and looked like himself and didn't look, it's like they got like the, oh shit, wait, maybe he's fully healthy and this is actually the real Giannis. And then that's what kind of scared them. And granted that it's been going back and forth the entire time. Home teams winning, home team until last night. But, I mean, the Bucks have been so inconsistent in the playoffs historically. All this postseason, it's like, what will Drew and Middleton give you? I'm praying it goes seven. The way that Giannis has been talking in the media, first off, I think I like him.
Love. I think you might love him soon.
No, I don't. No, no,
soon.
No, 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 I don't
soon.
I don't love him. I will never love him. But it's like, I don't know. I just feel like Milwaukee knows like what's in front of them. And they're just like the more mature team is what I'll say. Like, you have all these players. The only players that have had playoff experience on the Suns roster are Jay Crowder and Chris Paul. And Chris Paul, I mean, you want to talk about him?
Yeah, we can talk about him.
Here's a stat. If Chris Paul goes on to lose this series, he will be historically 5-4. In series in which he led 2-0, which would be the worst in NBA history. And to that you say,
yeah,
you know what? This is bullshit.
It's like
because
a,
you're
like a
you
weird...
like the Chris Paul thing doesn't really affect you because of how much you love Giannis and how well you positioned yourself in a win-win situation in this finals. It's just annoying.
You've been doing it for a decade. I learned from the best, brother. I learned from the absolute best. So, yeah. No, if you want to talk Chris Paul, I'll actually defend him and probably go with the minority take. I don't think him trying to, like, block the Giannis alley-oop was, like, intentionally a dirty play. I just think, like, CP can't get up there. And, is he supposed to let him? It worked out best for the Bucks. Like, they got the free throw, then they got the ball back and sealed the game. Like, if Chris Paul had, if you want to talk about the dumb play, it was that he fouled him.
Yeah, that was,
like,
100%.
Like, that was the dumb play. Chris Paul in game four was terrible. It was why they lost the game. Chris Paul last night was actually fairly good. But what we've kind of been talking about, which is, like, they can target him. He's not the same Chris Paul. Like, defensively, he's not the same. And they have been attacking him. But last night, he played perfectly fine. And Booker played great, too. Like, it was a great game. It was just a great game. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong on this, and I'd be curious to hear your thoughts. I don't think this is like a Chris Paul is choking the finals away. I just think, like, the Bucks are probably the better team, and they're playing excellent basketball.
I mean, how many of these games have come down to the last few minutes? Like,
the last
it's
couple
been
games.
A great
yeah,
series.
It's been awesome.
For a finals that doesn't count, it's a shame because it's been a great series.
No one will remember. You know what else no one will remember? Damian Lillard's time in Portland. Because let me just shoot it to everyone straight right now. It's over. Vince Carter style.
Over.
It's over. What we can debate, though, is you think that he's just trying to give them leverage. I think, correct, based off his comments, I genuinely do think that he is willing to give them a chance to figure out some package that would elevate them to a championship level team. But where we do agree is it's just probably not out there. Like, they can't make a
move. That's like saying, Jack, I have $1,000 in my hands right now, and I am giving you the chance to earn it, but all you have to do is put the ball between your legs and behind the back and dunk it. That's kind of what it feels like, the way that you're saying.
But yes,
it's like it's an impossible task to do, but they're saying, sure, go
exactly
for it. But Damian Lillard, in his comments after the Team USA practice on Friday, when it came out that he requested a trade, he said he didn't. He dead ass looked the camera and said, I did not ask for a trade, but I'm not asking for a trade. And that's exactly what all of his comments were. I truly believe. Listen, Dame has been first team all. I'm loyalty, right? I'm playing with my entire... It's funny how the tides shift when you lose to a Jamal Murray-less Nuggets team in the second round. Just keep staying, you know. I guess I can't really talk shit because it's kind of my team. But anyway, it's over. It's over. And to me, Damian Lillard is doing right to the city of Portland by not publicly requesting a trade so that Portland has leverage in trade talks.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, would I give my left nut for
Let's
it.
Talk team. So we'll start with Philly. Their package, Thibel, Maxey, Ben, and picks. Very
Shake Milton. Whatever.
Shake Milton couldn't get minutes against freaking Lou Williams. But it's a very formidable it's a very formidable package. And if we is like beating a dead horse. If that's what Portland is looking for, then I think it's a great package. The most intriguing package to me is the Warriors. The Warriors combo.
Let me stop you there. Because that's what I find the most intriguing about the Sixers package. If you're doing a deal, or like you said, you don't know really why Portland would want Ben Simmons, right? To me, Philly bringing in a third team like the Warriors, it's what maximizes Portland's return. You do something where Ben goes to Golden State, Wiseman and Wiggins go to Portland with Maxey, with Matisse, and then it's picks. It's like,
why,
okay, they
why
get
would
all
Golden
these...
State want Ben?
Ben with Steph and Clay would
yeah,
be
but there
nuts.
I have Draymond. Unless you were shedding Draymond, they're not going to shed Draymond.
That's just
not stupid. They would not put Ben Simmons and Draymond Green on the same court together. No, they,
yes,
would,
they
not.
Would. With Steph,
no,
Curry,
not.
And
no, they were
yes,
not.
They would.
Not, you're wrong.
It's fine.
Unfortunately,
okay,
you're wrong. That would be the wrong. I guess this is the problem with Philly fans is they can't take a step back and understand like Ben needs to fit like a very particular system. Without Draymond, he flourishes.
Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are a system in themselves.
But not with Draymond Green on the
who the fuck is around them. Oh, stop.
I guarantee.
Stop. We're talking about Damian Lillard here.
Anyways, talking straight up trades, I think they, Wiseman, 7-14, and Wiggins, you can flip Wiggins for maybe a pick to somewhere else, is very, very intriguing. The Knicks, if they're willing to go of RJ quickly topping in picks, probably ranks second.
That's just not a good
package. It's a pretty good package. It gives you a full rebuild. So. It gives you three third year and less players with a bunch of picks. That's like your truest rebuild. And then the Lakers are offering Kyle Kuzma and Markieff Morris. So let me know.
Oh, wait, don't forget THT.
Let me know, Lakers fans, how that goes for you.
I've actually took a little bit of a dive into Lakers Twitter this weekend just because it's fun. Some people on Lakers Twitter don't want to do Talen Horton-Tucker, Kuzma, and Schroeder.
Nah, that's not true. That's
No, serious.
Yeah, but you'll always find like that one guy who's like, but like the majority would do that. The majority would do that. So where do you think he'll land on July 18th at 7 p.m. Eastern time?
What year is it?
2021.
The year of what?
The year of speaking it into existence.
Damian Lillard will be a Philadelphia 76er.
Okay. All right.
And what do you think?
He won't be a Laker, obviously. I do think he's out of Portland. I do believe that.
I don't think he's – maybe my brain just can't conceptualize a team that involves Klay, Steph, and Dame. I don't think he'll be in Golden State, but holy shit.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, like – because Durant was popping up on Twitter because Andy, who's like this big Warriors podcaster, said, you know, like – you know, when KD came, it was this whole big thing. He's a snake. Like, Dame's preached loyalty. Now he's joining them. Like, what's the difference? Because he...
There's a big difference. The difference is, one,
that's,
Dame isn't necessarily controlling where he's going.
See, that's weird to me, though, because he is.
The biggest difference to me...
I'm going
to
call Cap if you say something that's Cap, though.
Kevin Durant was in OKC, had a 3-1 lead against them, then got his ass busted and went to the team that he lost.
And that's where I'm going to call Cap.
Nothing's
going to be a direct draw, but like the thing is that Stephen Curry's Warriors owned Damian Lillard's Blazers in the playoffs, swept them in the conference finals, taking them out in the playoffs.
But, like, the entire Western Conference owns Damian Lillard's Portland Trail Blazers. Like, they keep doing the same shit every year.
No, but Stephen Curry's war, it was Steph's West, and Dame couldn't get through. Same thing with KD. Like, that's the thing. It's just funny that it's...
Mm-mm. It's free agency versus trade.
But he's choosing where he's going to, so why is it...
I don't think that's true.
You know he has a say. If he's going to give them leverage, he's also going to get to pick. He's absolutely... They would not trade him to the Kings if the Kings gave Fox and Buddy Hield for him. They just wouldn't.
Well, that's because it's a bad deal.
Is it?
Portland.
I'd rather have De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield than any of those other packages, assuming picks were aligned.
Nah. But you know what team has been interesting to me that just keeps sticking in the back of my head? Denver. The Nuggets. Like, there's no reports that any of this is going to happen. I did see some no blue check saying that they might be shopping Michael Porter Jr., but something with a sign-in trade with Barton, MPJ, Jamal Murray.
Oh, and
picks.
Murray? No, I don't think they'd do it if they had to give up Murray.
I don't know. MPJ, other people, picks. Bol Bol. Don't know. They've just been sticking. Why the fuck would anyone want him? Yeah, he is tall. It is basketball. Good point. Watch out for the Celtics and Taco. That's another one. Jalen Brown.
See, that's the thing, though. I don't think people are going to leverage their other superstar just to get to Dame Lillard. Like, he's obviously one of the top 10 players in the league, maybe. I don't know. The league's so talented right now.
Yes.
Is he?
He is.
Okay.
Let's do it right now. No particular order. LeBron, Harden. I'm sorry. LeBron, Giannis, Kawhi, KD, Steph. That's five. Harden.
Jokic.
Jokic, Embiid, Dame, that's nine, and then whoever you want to throw
Chris Middleton,
at 10,
if he's
AD.
On.
Speaking of Chris Middleton, did you see what Spencer Dinwiddie tweeted? He tweeted, and I think this is like his first tweet in months. He just logged on to Twitter and started stirring the pot. He tweeted, which is also correct. Like, Thonis sat the, out of game five.
Oh, the COVID? Great call on that.
Like, how can Giannis play? They literally suck each other off every time they're on the bench together. Like, they're hugging the entire game and Giannis can just play. He tweeted that if, because Thonis is out for game six, probably, if Giannis gets put into protocol, the Bucks go on to win. Is Chris Middleton the MVP if he goes off?
No.
Maybe.
Giannis is winning the finals. All right. That's a good transition into my first stock up, which is Giannis. I tweeted out late last night after the game. I said, Giannis is one win away from entering the let me get the wording correctly, because it is very important. It is a stock down for reading comprehension, because I say Giannis one win away from entering potential GOAT combo. I had to clarify. To be clear, not saying Giannis is the GOAT or in the conversation with the win, but with a win, he falls into that elusive category of could one day be the GOAT, which is a very rare, and it's wild. It's absolutely wild that he could be in that. I don't think Kevin Durant's ever been in that conversation.
That was my rebuttal, is why him, and why hasn't Kevin Durant ever,
because of what Giannis will have accomplished at 26 at this point in his career, to put on a finals performance like as good as MJ and LeBron James, to have won Defensive Player of the Year, multi-time MVP, to have won a title, to have come back in the finals, which apparently if you lose games in the finals, you get credit for that if you then go and win it. That's just how the rules were made. I didn't make them. You know, just like what at 26, before MJ and LeBron ever won a title, to have that, it's one of those things where it's like it's best left unopened. Now, the chances he then wins, right, you know, 10 titles and becomes the GOAT, who knows? But, like, we've always known Durant can't eclipse LeBron. Giannis, in theory, could. He's not – he probably won't. There's a good chance he won't. But he could, in theory.
So you're right in that his resume at this age is absolutely stupid. And he would have a ring if he went on to win this before Jordan did, before LeBron did. But we don't need to talk about the team Giannis has at 26 versus LeBron. We don't need to talk about that.
No. But LeBron at 26, it was the big three. They lost to J.J. Barrera's Mavs. He was 26 in that finals. He had 18 points in that series per game. Yeah.
Okay, cool. but the reason that I have trouble committing to this is because, and I'm not calling this a fake finals, I'm being serious right now. Look at the way the cards fell for you. I mean, and this is not a pin against him. It's just like, he won a ring with this team, let's just assume, with Middleton and Holiday. But how much on the other side had to go right for him to do so?
One ankle turn, one hamstring. That's pretty much it. I don't think anything else besides those Nets injuries really was that crazy.
Lakers injuries.
But that's a lot of speculation on, like, a lot, like the Lakers lost
Ben Simmons passing it to Matisse.
The Lakers lost
the
first round and
Gallinari stripping Embiid. A lot had to go his way.
When I talk about this stuff, my point is down the road when you revisit it, no one, you know, could you name who got hurt in, yeah, like LeBron. You don't know, right?
No, I agree. It's just,
it's like, early.
Listen, his resume is going to be ridiculous, and it's stupid that we're even talking about this when he's 26, but that's just what
it's
people
fun.
Do with sports.
It's fun.
So we're going to join in. But a lot has to go right for a lot. Like, I don't see, as much as I think he could legitimately be the best player ever if he developed, like, if he had the progression of the jump shot that LeBron did, I don't see that ever happening. But that would make him literally.
Right, and no one saw LeBron's jumper happening either when he was 20% from three his rookie year, and now he's knocked down. It doesn't matter if he's seeing three rims, one rim in a different galaxy. Like, he's a good shooter now. So it's early. Like, we forget. He's 26. I turn 25 next week. Like, we are somewhat young to a degree, but we're also washed up.
That's a good transition to my first stock up, and that's LeBron himself. Listen, first off, Space Jam, I'm going to watch it tonight. Jack, maybe you'll watch it this week. We'll do a formal review on Wednesday's episode. What I want to say about that is, to all the Martin Scorsese's out there, it's a fucking cartoon, all right? Just enjoy it because it's cool, because there's NBA players in a movie. It's not going up against Quentin Tarantino's movies and Gone with the Wind and all this. Everyone's like, oh, the cinematography this, the cinematography
that. I actually am calling cap on that as well. I think LeBron stands like got out ahead of like the people critiquing it. I haven't seen anyone serious been like, besides Skip Bayless, which is like the least serious person ever, be like, the worst cinematography ever. Most people are like, eh, it wasn't that good, or like, whatever, it's dumb. Like, no one really. I think LeBron stands like put it out for them to like jump on and protect their king. But I will give you credit to your guy, because he made the NBA Finals Game 5, the biggest game of the series.
Here we go. That's
all
why
about himself.
Stock up LeBron James. No. Stock up LeBron James because he didn't make it about himself. Listen. Listen, I understand he brought his tequila and everything.
He's in the Giannis alley-oop shot. That. He's literally in the back.
Well, that's not his fault. That's the photographer's. That's just his seats. But the reason I am so proud of LeBron is because I texted you this last night the second he popped up on our screen. I said, how is LeBron going to make this game about himself? I thought Chris Paul would hit a big three. He'd literally walk on the court, dap him up. Chris Paul would get fouled from three. He'd get on the court, pick him up, slap him on the butt. He'd whisper to Jay Crowder standing up. I watched LeBron.
That's
that
sad. Let's just stock down you real quick there.
That's not the point. And he remained in his chair, not showing emotion, not being biased, just enjoying a basketball game. And also, I want to give a second stock up to ESPN, because when they showed him and it said Space Jam star and then gave the Rotten Tomatoes review of 30%, absolutely hilarious. Whoever did that is getting fired by LeBron, because LeBron owns ESPN. But I actually thought LeBron did a great job last night of making the NBA Finals about the NBA Finals and not himself.
Debatably.
Because
debatably.
First Take isn't on today, and it'll probably be talked about on Undisputed with Skip Bayless, but they're going to talk about the alley-oop. They're going to talk about D-Book getting the ball stripped from him. They're not going to talk about LeBron, but if he had gotten out of his chair and done something very LeBron-esque, where we would expect him to do 11 times out of 10, he would be the lead subject, and he's not going to be. So let's
but he will for Space Jam, too. Like, he will be the lead story tomorrow.
I think it'll be the alley. maybe second. But I don't think it'll be the lead. So stock up. I'm proud of LeBron.
All right. Let me shift sports real quick. Stock up to the Ravens. I tweeted out a question. Yeah. I'm feeling the football vibes now that, you know, basketball could have one game remaining besides the Olympics. What do the Browns do better than the Ravens? So not like who's better players. Like, what do they do in the game of football? Do they run the football better?
We're talking the game.
Not Madden, right? Like, not in Madden, right?
Based off
the replies, all I learned was, like, there's a lot of believers in the Browns this year, which means they're screwed. And it's idiots like you who are, like, they're favored to win the division. They have better Super Bowl odds than the Ravens. They have, like, Baker's going to get the big contract. And so once I saw that, I was like, oh, this is amazing. We're easily winning the division. They'll probably struggle to make the playoffs, and they'll do Browns things. Like, last year wasn't the Browns. It was COVID. It was another fake year. Browns will do Browns things, which means good things for the Ravens. So I'm stocking up to the Ravens.
I mean, yeah, they're getting all this.
Browns and hype, though, clout do not mix well.
Well, I'm in.
Browns and hype. So another cocktail that does not mix well.
music to your ears. I'm going to shift sports as well. Stock up to my Philadelphia Phillies, baby. We haven't seen the playoffs since I was in middle school, when we were absolutely dominant. And they started off the year great, then returned back to the Phillies. The Phillies are 10-4 in July, have won four straight series, are two games out of first in the division. And you know what? I need Red October, and I want you to experience too. You don't really care about baseball. You don't care about the Orioles. There is something special about a Phillies baseball game in the playoffs.
Bro, every playoff baseball game is exciting in the home stadium. I'm sick and tired of this. The Sixers arena is so loud. You blew a 26-point lead to the Atlanta Hawks. I'm done with Philly sports. I'm done with Philly sports.
We weren't talking about the Sixers whatsoever. It's just I am having some sense of nostalgia, and trust me, this is all going to go to
shit. Sounds like you're interested in your ex. But who treated you well a decade ago, before things got serious with another girl who broke your heart.
Some of the happier times in my childhood are when the Phillies were dominant and when there was playoff baseball. And if I have Phillies playoff baseball to distract me from an Eagles 1-3 start, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy if that's what's going on in October. So stock up to my Philadelphia Phillies, who are actually going to be buyers at the trade deadline. The Mets are collapsing.
The Mets won.
Acuna's out for the Braves. But did you see? They're collapsing. DeGrom to the IL, Lindor to the IL. They're throwing balls foul and giving up three runs. They got lucky and everything, came back and won against the worst team literally ever in the Pittsburgh Pirates. But the Mets are always going to be the Mets.
All right.
So stock up.
I'm out on Philly.
I'm excited for playoff baseball.
Stock down to fun, enjoyment. Twitter. I'm just going to keep beating this drum. Something doesn't have to be bad for something else to be good. For example, last night's game, amazing. Giannis, amazing. Booker, amazing. Fun. Finals, great. Why is the conversation today Giannis's game is still not dope. It's not cool that he's the most dominant player in the league, just ripping off 36 and 12 leading the fourth quarter in the NBA Finals in scoring and leading every advanced defensive metric and making blocks on one end and alley-oops that'll be seen for ages. And then why is I just don't get it. Why does it?
Were you born?
I'm saying it's
how long have you been living on this earth to the point?
I'm trying to flip it.
When are you going to learn that
negative? I'm trying to flip it.
When are you going to learn that negative news?
I'm trying to flip it. I don't want death to sell. I want sex. And Giannis is sex. So I'm promoting sex, aka Giannis.
So make a porn. Put your money where your mouth is.
And I'm against the negativity that has to come with everything on Twitter. It just drives me insane.
But you say that, but hypocritical.
Where?
I can go back to Twitter years ago with LeBron and this. You're saying this is new?
No, I'm saying.
People have just been doing this now? Or because now it's affecting your guy and now I'm you're getting a little buttered about it?
We need to flip the script.
You speak French now?
Me and
Who's Eagleson. We?
We're flipping the script. Positivity, love, sex.
My first stock down is you and I, and it's kind of about LeBron too. So a while back, if you haven't been with us for a while, Jack and I had a little beef falling out with Jared Dudley of the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't know what that snake did, but he is now LeBron's guy. Like at the Space Jam premiere, going on vacation with him, taking photos with him. And my mom always taught me when I grew up, no matter whatever happens, it's never good to burn bridges because you never know when you'll need that person later in your life. Did we fuck up by burning a bridge with Jared Dudley?
It's like Jared Dudley.
But I understand it's Jared Elmer Fudd Dudley, but it's like, how is he so close to LeBron? The guy is such a boner.
I have no explanation for you. And I don't think he's going to connect anyone to LeBron James anytime soon. And you know what? You don't really want that, right?
Speaking of LeBron, forget Elmer Fudd. Yeah, fuck him. Was it weird to you that LeBron was sitting courtside and
So when you release a movie, the joke was that they called him an actor, right? But he is in that mindset right now. He got knocked out of the playoffs 2 months ago in the first round. First time ever, first round exit in the playoffs.
He was not in the first round this year. He didn't get knocked.
Yeah, he got knocked.
Holy shit. Give me a break. These finals have been literally
but
2 years
when you
ago.
Release a movie, you go on, Jimmy Fallon late night show. You do a whole press tour and him being courtside, they knew we talk about on the Snapback Pod.
And My guy said, fuck it, let's kill two birds, one stone. He's and put getting my tequila up there front with like
Mayweather Trump level of marketing. He's really good at it. He's really good at it.
Did you just put LeBron James and Donald Trump? In terms of marketing,
they're the best at it. Stock down to the Texas haters. Number one, if you
You should stock down that sentence after to the Big Texas. 12
for that just egregious. Who is it? Stock down, like not stock down. Horns down is not offensive to anyone. How is that offensive?
What? Okay, I haven't seen much about it. I saw Baker's troll and everything. What is the Big 12 saying? Is the rationale behind putting the horns down?
That's what they're saying. Yeah. It'll be a 15-yard penalty if you intentionally horns down at a player. You can do it to the crowd, but you cannot taunt. And that's the reasoning. But if you do it twice, you can get thrown out of the game.
Does it? Do you have a little shame that you're a part of the
that's what I'm saying. It's,
everyone hates right now because of that.
It sucks there. Like you're the soft school. Stock down to the Texas haters because Chris Beard just came over from Texas Tech, and Texas Longhorns basketball is going to be ranked number 3 in the preseason polls off strictly transfers, Kentucky, Minnesota. Number 3 is insane.
How many times in the last 7 years have you got excited about a Texas team based off their recruiting class?
I don't think we've ever been preseason top 3 in any sport. Like preseason top 3 is like that's a ridiculous ranking. That's hype. It means nothing, but it means you have a super amount of talent and that's like hype. It's hype.
It means hype. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you. All right. Type. My second stock down, Suns fans. Fuck that guy with the money. I hope he lost so much. No, it wasn't funny at all. It literally wasn't funny at all. I hope he lost every dollar to his name last night on the.
Well, he had the cash. He had cash, so.
You know, it's stocked it. Do you think that he went? He like is just like loaded like that and had it.
No, that was intentional.
He went to an ATM before and had the plan. And do you think he just got lucky that ESPN found him before that?
Or like, was it planned?
Right. So for not Suns fans, all fans in general, anyone supporting any of these teams in the NBA Finals, between the Milwaukee Bucks fans wishing good luck before game one, to this guy counting money, you could smell that guy through the screen. His name was probably like Antonio or something. That guy actually made my I can't believe ESPN kept
the fact that they kept putting it on.
And he's probably getting dude. And it's just that literally grinds my gears more than anything. It actually like affected me today. I kept seeing his stupid fucking face. It's like that Suns and Four guy who I hate too. I hate all Suns fans pretty much. You're not a Suns fan.
What do you mean?
You're just an absolute loser.
Now you see, isn't it crazy that I dealt with this for a decade? Yeah, I did. What do you mean?
No, you didn't. Like, what does that mean?
7.
LeBron lost four finals.
Nah, 6. Just 6. But he does have a higher finals win percentage than his Rotten Tomatoes rating. It's just a stat to keep track of going forward. All right, we're going to take a quick break. After the break, the Olympic team, Abe might be going to Tokyo at this point. Who knows? Morikawa wins the Open. Pick some winners for game 6, and we'll hear from Eagleson. We'll be right back. All right, fam, we are back. Abe Granoff is headed to Tokyo for Team USA Olympic basketball.
No,
Keldon Johnson and JaVale McGee.
I wouldn't even.
You declined their offer?
That's not my country.
Oh, you're British for all sports, even the Olympics?
If JaVale McGee's on the team, then fuck it. Why not?
How does that happen? Like, because we saw Trey wanted to go there. Like, Trey
I mean, I'd rather JaVale than Trey.
Based off what?
Fuck Trey Young.
Yeah. Fuck Trey. Remember Fuck Trey Young? It was actually last year.
JaVale McGee and Keldon Johnson. Keldon Johnson will give the Pop benefit of the doubt, too.
I didn't even think about that. Okay, fair.
JaVale McGee. Someone on Twitter actually said FIBA rules is what brought JaVale McGee over, because he's so stupid. And like, you can do like, there's a more lenient goaltending rule, and he's like the best at goaltending in the entire league. I get it. They needed size. They needed this. They said Dwight Howard was being sought after. JaVale. You know what makes me the most mad about it? JaVale McGee's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He has
so?
The most random.
No, I don't think
so. How many rings
so.
Does he have? Two?
He's got a couple rings.
A gold medal?
I don't think that gets you in. He doesn't have. Dude, he's. Eagleson, get the numbers right now. Over, under, Abe. I'll set it right now.
Under.
5.5 points per game under. Career. You think surefire under. You don't get into the Hall of Fame averaging 4 points per game, no matter your accolades.
He might. He also is like a Grammy nominee. He has the most obscure resume of all time. I can't believe JaVale McGee's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He's
I'll bet you $50 right now.
Right,
wait, this
all
is right. All stipulation. If USA wins this gold medal.
Okay. Fair play. Parlay. If US wins the gold medal in 2021, then JaVale McGee goes to Hall of Fame. I'm saying no. Obviously.
I think Eagleson, 7.8 points per game. That can get you in there.
No, it can't. Eagleson, research who is the player with the least points per game in the Hall of Fame. And it's a basketball
Hall of
Fame.
There's probably people that have averaged like 4 and like 12 rebounds.
Like, no.
Really?
You know, they don't see how many rings you win and allow you in the Hall of Fame, right? That's not correlated. It helps.
It helps.
But it's like.
With gold medals, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. Where did he go to college? It's the,
I know, but.
Because it's the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. He might have had an impressive college career.
If you can't name where JaVale McGee went to college, then he didn't have an impressive college basketball
career.
That's not
true. I don't know.
I'm gonna say he didn't.
I'm gonna
go.
Say high school, honestly.
Yeah, that's. I'm in agreement.
Oh, he went to University of Nevada. It's a good school.
That
it's
is
a good
school. Is it a good school?
I mean, you're near Vegas.
How does okay? So Keldon plays what position?
He's like a swing forward.
He's not playing in the game.
He's a swing forward. He showed a lot.
What
he showed a lot of promise this year. Like I said, it's a pop thing.
Taking D. White. D. White was on the team for FIBA this year.
D. White's too busy winning celebrity all-star softball MVPs. Just absolute
facts.
Goat. Also, he's coming off his toe injury or whatever, his foot injury.
Yeah. Could be a Nick. You never know.
He literally just got extended.
Colin Morikawa wins the Open in your country. Shouts
to the lads.
I was talking about this today. I don't think Morikawa gets like a ton of hype around him because he's not flashy, right? Like there isn't that one thing that's like, oh, he's always going to be the, but like he's legit.
I saw a tweet with all the accolades that he has. First off, he's like the first one ever to win two majors in his first two appearances there. First one to win two before like the age of
him and Tiger.
The guy has had a mental coach, which I didn't even know was a thing, which you play golf-ish. I play golf-ish. It's all mental, minus the fact that we have no ability. But for people that have ability, the rest is all mental. The guy has had a mental coach since he was 8 years old. I said this, I texted you yesterday. I saw Colin Morikawa at +450 live, a stroke back. Of Louis Oosthuizen, who hasn't won a major in like 11 years. I was like, how is no one taking this when the course is being, everyone, these high numbers are getting thrown up left and right. Granted, he bogeyed two of the next four holes, but then he went 31 straight holes without a bogey.
That's insane.
The guy is a mental robot.
Do you think you've ever had a two hole streak without a bogey? No.
What? In real golf?
Yeah.
What? No.
You think you got back-to-back pars?
I actually think I might have got back-to-back pars once. It was like recently earlier this year. And I also got a hole in one, so not many people can say that.
That's true. You did get somewhat of a hole in one. Speaking of making a little money, game 6 underdog lines for Tuesday are not out yet, but you've seen 5 games. Give me some props that we need to take with the fans.
I like Chris Paul overs for the simple fact that he's never lost a game 6 finals in his career. He hasn't.
Okay. Anyone else in mind? You think it's a Middleton game, a Giannis game, a Drew game? Connaughton's been big for them.
I can't sit here and give you a surefire it's a Middleton and Holiday game just because who the fuck knows with them. Hate to be negative Nancy, but I kind of like Booker's unders. It's like he's been known to have these bounce back games, like bounce back Book when he has shitty games. He's been so good. 40. It's like those lines seem to me like they'll be a little bit inflated. And I think Chris Paul's going to try and dominate, like be the veteran to try and carry them in this game. It's like, all right, Book, we wanted you to go out and get yours, like Chris Paul type, a game one type thing, right? Where Chris Paul just came out firing, where we thought D Book would be the one, Chris Paul would be passive. I think Chris Paul is going to try and be the aggressor in this next game.
Okay. All right. I like it. Yeah. I don't have anything in mind right now. Connaughton's been hot. We faded Crowder last game. He went under. It's probably a Middleton under game, back to back overs for him. Not that he would.
Keep going. I have a cap of the week. Well, I just remembered.
Go for it.
DeAndre Ayton. Deion, did you hear what he said in his post game press conference?
I didn't.
He said he likes being down 3-2.
Yeah, that's cap. That's cap of the week. Cap of the season. I'd extend it to the season. That's it. That's just given the scale of like that statement.
So we missed our.
He's never been down 3-2 before. How would he know?
Yeah, I don't know. He says he likes it. It's just a lie. I promise. DeAndre.
I promise you, 2-0, he was having way
DeAndre
more fun.
DeAndre, I promise you, if you're listening, you'd be a lot happier if you were one win away from the NBA Finals, not two.
Good call and cap of the week. Before we let Eagleson on, this isn't stock up, stock down. It's not even really a topic. Mike Budenholzer is having a good finals.
Is he?
Should we talk about
it? Is he or is Giannis?
No, he is. The Drew adjustment.
Nobody really said that games 1 and 2.
No, they didn't. But he's made adjustments. It's been crazy. Just talk quietly about it. We don't have to make a whole big deal about
it. I don't think he's doing that good.
I think he's out coaching Monty Williams.
I just think Giannis is outplaying everyone.
I think that could be true too. Well, I guess Phil Jackson had MJ and Kobe. Ty Lue has had Kawhi and LeBron. When you think of the greats,
David Blatt had LeBron. Remember David Blatt? I think he's somewhere.
Anderson Barry.
I think he's somewhere in Russia now.
He is. Right. No, Israel. I thought he was in Israel. Yeah, sorry. All right, Eagleson, hop in here. There he is.
All right, now we can talk. All right. Eagleson showed up to today's episode. Jack, did you get a black tie invitation to today's episode?
Oh, my God. I did not.
I actually got quite the opposite. My invite said, look like an asshole.
Pulled that off.
Yeah, that definitely
happened.
Eagleson
shows. Okay, well, this is your brand, so you're selling asshole attire. Eagleson.
No, I just didn't think you'd show up in a Jordan apparel if you're going to stock up LeBron all through the episode.
Carol,
that's all.
I think this is John Gruden's shirt. Or John Gruden Sr., Adam. Eagleson, why are you all dressed up? Eagleson's got a date. People are talking.
I've just got out of the shower, put on a button-up shirt. Like, it's hot here. I don't know what to tell
you.
Nope,
that's not a thing. Everything you just parlayed in one sentence is the opposite of a thing.
It got less of a thing.
Out of a shower, you don't put a button down on if you're just chilling recording a podcast. Look at me, you're recording a podcast. You sure as hell don't
it's
do
not
it
like a super nice one or anything. Like,
it has a collar.
No, but it has buttons.
It has a collar and a button. You sure as hell don't do that even more if it's as hot as you say it is there.
You guys don't wear like shirts like this when it's hot out?
No.
Oh.
I wear
golfing. And to dinner.
Wait, show me your sleeves. Lift your arm up. Okay, it's short sleeve.
Yeah.
All right. Still.
Yeah, it's a cool shirt. You look good.
I think Eagleson's going on a date and is lying to us.
Yeah, why would I lie?
Cat.
Why would I lie?
Tell me.
You don't want to expose her on the airwaves.
Yeah. Maybe it's a first date.
Yeah. Maybe it's an eighth date.
Maybe
you're getting back with your ex.
Oh.
But you don't want to have that out
Maybe Eagleson failed credit card class so bad that he's like, I need to like maybe become more
Find
professional.
A sugar mama? Oh, okay.
Or a sugar mama. Good call.
That works too. Eagleson, Canada is like opening back up. The Blue Jays are coming.
Yeah,
home.
That's kind of what Dave I wanted to talk about here.
Yeah, what's good?
So I got I got my second shot, and the Jays are coming back to Toronto. So, like, if you guys want to come through, we could go see a Jays game.
How far is the stadium?
Rogers Center? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I've actually been there.
Really?
When I was little, I went to Toronto. It was when Alex Rodriguez was on the Mariners and hit a grand slam.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. Do they still have the hotel rooms in the stadium, Eagleson?
I don't believe so.
You don't know about that?
Isn't in that right Camden field. Yards?
No, no. There's in a right warehouse field? In right field. Yeah, there's a warehouse.
I thought that was like an apartment
and office
building.
Spaces. There's office spaces. But, yeah, the Blue Jays Stadium, there used to be hotels in right field, and you could watch from your room. Like, you were pretty much in the stadium. So that would be dope. Abe and I could stay there.
That would be cool.
We could watch the game from the room, get room service.
Isn't like, there a shoe museum in Toronto that they're known for?
Not that I know about. I'm not really a shoe expert or anything. There definitely could be, though.
I'm gonna look into that.
I've never heard of that. All right, I could be down. When's the are they playoff bound? Like potentially bound, I guess.
Potentially.
Yeah. Doubtful that they'll have like a whole home series though. It's just
doubtful.
You know, summer, it's hot boy summer. It's just tough to travel so much throughout the summer, but could be an available weekend.
Jack won't even go to a Giannis CP3 finals game closeout because of his birthday. And you think he's coming up to Bumblefuck Canada to watch Bo Bichette and the boys?
Bo Bichette and the Vladdy Jr.
Vladdy Jr.
Right,
and Ross Stripling. Chicken Strip.
If Strip got us tickets, I'm actually there. Let me just look up the Blue Jays schedule real quick. Let's see what's. Abe, what's your schedule like in August? Chilling? You're vibing?
Yeah.
Blue Jays are at home against the White Sox.
Definitely didn't have Canada penciled in there.
White Sox, Tigers, and the O's.
Oh.
Should we come for the O's?
If you think I'm traveling international for a freaking Blue Jays Orioles game, you've got something else coming.
To see Eagleson.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
It is like 5 hours away from my house, but that's okay.
Wait. Time out.
What? We've
I thought
talked
you
about
live
this.
In Toronto.
No, I live just outside
Ontario.
Of Ottawa. Ontario's massive. Like,
why the fuck
wait,
are you?
What
the shit?
You're in what? Ottawa?
Not in Ottawa, just a little bit outside. We've talked
and you're
about
not a
this
Senators
before.
Senators fan?
No, I was born outside of Toronto, and I lived there for a few years, and we moved.
You're
out here.
5 hours from the stadium?
Yeah, about that.
You are the fakest everything fan I've ever
no,
met.
No. All my family still lives out there. I was born there. I lived there for a few years. No. I was brought up
five
with
hours.
Toronto, all the stuff. Don't, I, no.
Damn, all right, my bad.
I probably shouldn't
well,
be that proud.
Like,
but.
Like Abe, like, I give Abe shit because he's, like, from New Jersey and claims to be a Philly,
but at least
he's,
now
like, 30
Philly.
Minutes.
20.
But, like, he's 20 minutes. You're 5 hours. You could get to New York. I think you could be at a Knicks game before you could be. I actually think
no,
you drive
it's like 7 hours
Buffalo
from here
Bills
to
game before you could get to a Maple Leafs game.
We've driven to Bills games before, and it's around the same time, like maybe a little bit more.
You support a team that is equidistant to another country?
Look, like, what do you want me to do about it? Go live there myself? Like,
you realize how? Okay. I get it that your upbringing was Toronto, but you just heard what I said out loud. You support teams that are the equidistant to a whole other country. You realize how stupid that sounds, right?
Like,
just acknowledge that. Like, yeah,
sure, but like,
in hindsight, that's dumb as shit.
I started being
it's
a fan while I lived there. I'm not gonna switch out.
It's not your fault, buddy. It's not your fault.
Wait, how about the fact that you support a team that is just so unsuccessful? I think
which
what's
one?
All the teams I support are unsuccessful.
Yeah, what's worse, the fact that he supports a team that is technically on the other side of the map from him in North America, like it's the furthest point that hasn't won a playoff game in his lifetime, or the team he's 5 hours from that could be 5 hours to an entirely different country that also hasn't won a playoff series in his lifetime?
Think about how many places on Earth, given any mode of transportation, that you could get in 5 hours.
Why are you a sports fan? What have they done for you?
I ask
absolutely
myself,
nothing.
In fairness, Eagleson, I ask myself that every day.
But you got the Eagles. You got that.
What
Super
the fuck
Bowl.
Does that mean?
That one Super Bowl. You have that one.
And the World Series.
And the World Series. You've got rings.
Thank you. I just wanted to hear you say that. I set you up.
Eagleson, any final thoughts?
The Jays won in, like, what, 92 and 93? Is that what it was?
Weren't you born, like, 12 years later?
I don't know. Like, that's the only thing I can think of here. Because Raps in 2019, like that.
He doesn't care about basketball.
Yeah, he's not a basketball fan.
Like,
Abe, any final thoughts?
I'm about to go watch Space Jam.
I'm telling you, watch Ted Lasso for my birthday. Wow.
Yeah, no.
Wow. Okay. I thought that might work. No. All right, fam. Well, if we don't talk to you again, I mean, we won't talk to you again until Thursday, but that could mean that Giannis and the Bucks are NBA champions, or we could be heading for a game 7 of the NBA Finals. Both are great. Snapback fam.
We're both rooting for the Suns in game 6, right? Just for game 7? Stop. Yeah.
No, I think I just want Giannis to win the title at this point. Like, I think I'm there mentally, but yeah, it would be fun to be game 7. The series has been great. Yeah.
We want game 7.
We want game 7, Snapback fam.
We want chicken parm.
Peace.